You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And in the show, we always work parts. The first part is always a talk about various subjects. Well, as a matter of fact, about one subject, but from various angles. And the second part is always a ritual or a meditation, healing, depending on how you want to call that. And that's all focused on getting you out of all this inner turmoil and pulling you within this wide open space and state that, well, you are as well, but you know, just on a little bit deeper level. And in general, we don't recognize that because we are so busy with everything we perceive. Just watch now every moment, you know, all these thoughts, all these feelings, opinions, that sort of thing. All the time, no matter what we do, it tries to capture our attention. And as soon as it captured our attention, you know, that what you got into will unfold into a little story. And, well, it will take you along within that story, so that story becomes your story. Get into an angry thought, and you will find yourself back very angry. As soon as you get into something, it starts to unfold. And that's how we, you could say, shape our reality, or our interpretation or version of the reality. And in general, this happens so fast and so many times that we do not even observe that. We just are lost all the time within our interpretations. And that leaves, of course, very little space for, well, how it actually is. Because when I'm angry, I can't see really that my neighbor is also a nice guy. You know, I will mainly perceive him as not so nice person, let's put it that way. And so all these interpretations color, well, our reality all the time. So all the time we're lost within our interpretation. And everything we do within the show is, you know, trying to pull you out of that identification and pull you back into this wide open space of being, which you are as well. And for instance, right this moment, you know, if you would pay attention, you could clearly see that you just exist. And, well, you exist whether you have thoughts or not, or interpretations or not, you just are this magical spiritual being. Well, it's what you are right now, you know, it's not far away. But we're so busy with everything we perceive mainly on the inside that we don't see the space anymore in which is everything arises for us. Because if you look right now, you know, very often it looks like we are thinking, for instance. You're not thinking. Just watch. A thought pops up. And because all the time we're focused on that certain, let's say, band of consciousness called thought, we see thoughts all the time. We're not making them up. No, we look that way, so, you know, we see them all the time. But you can, with a little bit of training, you can learn yourself to look at other things. And that's what this is all about. I found out there's all these different states of consciousness and other states of being, all these things. It's just another way of looking at the same thing. And the less you are caught up within this internal defining sort of thing all the time, and because all these thoughts define your reality all the time, they tell you all the time what everything is for you, nice, stupid, beautiful, ugly, whatever. So they define your reality, and the less you are caught up in that, well, I think the more open you can perceive what's here. And I found out in all these things, the only thing you can do or might do is to shift your attention from one state to the other. It just depends what you focus your attention on. And here in the West, we are only accustomed and trained to look at matter and thoughts all the time, which makes 95% of our existence, well, we're not aware of it. It is even proven by science that 95% of our being is unconscious. So what we try to do, like this talk, is to do something with this 5%, this is your conscious mind. But the other half of the ritual is focused on this 95%. It doesn't give you any rational input or explanation or something like that. No, it changes something within your unconscious. And, you know, if you know that 95% of you is unconscious, I think that's the best part to start off with if you want to change something. So in this broadcast, we try to talk to the 5% and do something with the 95%. And in general, we get more result in that way. Because your life is defined by the 95%, not by the 5%. And today again, I would like to answer a few questions that people sent to me. Also, if you have any questions or you would like to hear something about a certain subject, please feel free to mail me. The jingle will tell you about the website, how you can reach us. So just mail me your question. And, well, if there's a chance, I will try to say something about it, if I have something to say about it.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
And the first question today is about somebody who's asking, well, you know, I'm trying to do this exercise of feeling my feet all the time. And sometimes it works very fine, and I can really stay within focus. And other moments I just get so desperate because I lose it all the time. And it seems that there is no progress at all in developing this. Well, you know, the thing is that you lose it all the time is because you have the bad habit of lifelong looking at, you know, always the same thing. So you have to make a new habit. The new habit you can only create by doing it. Not by reading about it, talking about it, thinking about it, feeling about it. No, only by doing it. And if you start doing it, you will see that, you know, you start enthusiastic and then you forget it the next day and then all of a sudden you remember and then you forget it again for a week and then you do it for some time and then you're enthusiastic and then you are fed up with it, and then you don't do it for some time. And I found out, you know, the thing is by The thing is not so much that you do it all the time, because you will forget it all the time anyway. The thing is you have to bring your attention back. And this bringing back, you will see if you just keep on doing that, you will create a place within yourself. You will create a peaceful spot within yourself. And you only can do that by, well, repeatance. Because now you have the habit, which is another word for repeatance, of giving attention to, well, something is very specific, your mind, for instance. You just have to build up this strength in another habit. It got to be stronger in the end than the other habit. And of course, that's not done in a week. But the bringing back, all the time bringing it back, and whether it's after 2 seconds, after 2 hours, or after 2 months, doesn't matter. As soon as you notice it, bring it back, and you will see that, you know, in the course of time, and I don't mean, oh, course of time, no, but relatively fast, you will see that you will get a little bit of ground within yourself. And you can a little bit rest within this place. And the more you feed that, the bigger it will get. And that gets only created by bringing your attention back. So yes, at times it's, you know, not so easy. But then again, you will see if you keep on trying to do that, that these feet in the end, this exercise, will carry you through your life. You will have one constant thing within your life. And, well, you will find out that is an incredible big advantage. So just keep on trying, and Yeah, I think it's very beneficial, for instance, and I think I might have recommended this before, that if you want to do an exercise like that, all the time you forget about it. So what would be handy is to have some reminders. And you can have various reminders. You know, if you look at, for instance, in many cultures, they walk around with a little, how would you say, chain necklace, that sort of thing, you know, a mala, beads on a thread. And they're playing with that all day long. I won't say everybody is so much meditating with that, but where it stems from, it's like a rosary. It's the idea. And people keep that in their hand, and traditionally that's used for concentration. Because when you use this and you move this through your fingers while you're consciously trying to concentrate, you will see that when you play with it in your pocket, when you walk in the street and you forget your concentration, it will remind you. Because you anchor it. You anchor that state and that thing you're doing with the movement of the beads through your hand. And you can make many very simple reminders for yourself. What I recommend people when you always sit in the same spot in your house or on your work, put something within your sight that reminds you to feeling your feet. And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be, you know, a Buddha statue or something spiritual. No, you should know what it means. And I think, you know, it's very handy if nobody else knows. So put a chestnut, put a little stone, put a candle, a plant, whatever. Something which for you represents this feeling your feet. And if you place a few of these things within your sight of all the places that you in generally sit or are, then that will remind you to it. And one of my friends, he was a very good example of that. He's working in a computer environment, so he's sitting behind the screen all day long. What he does, he made a pop-up screen, which pops up every 10 minutes, which says, feel your feet. Just as a reminder, because we tend to forget all the time. And also when you heard, for instance, these tryout lessons, you will see that I will tell you to feel your feet just about 2,500 times in an hour. And I know you got the message after the second time, but we forget all the time. So I have to remind you all the time. And as I said, with little things, you can create it for yourself. Put a few things inside that remind you. Put something in your pocket that reminds you of it. And as soon as you feel it, you will start remembering yourself. And you see this back in many cultures around the world where they really, where this sort of work is much more, it's much more available, let's put it that way. Much more people are working with these sort of things. Traditionally, they have found all these forms which are helpful to do something with your attention. And I think for us Westerners, it's very important to take something, for instance, these little things you look at, take something which is not exotic and which just has meaning for you. That's why I said you take a chestnut or anything, a little rock or whatever. It doesn't have to look spiritual or whatever. That's why I tell you to feel your feet, because as soon as we do something what people call spiritual, you will start fantasizing about it, getting all sort of funny thoughts about it and giving all sort of meanings about it. And well, I think in essence, all these things are meant to escape from that, not to encourage that. That's why I think you should keep it extremely simple. And simple with things within your own life which are there all the time, like your feet, or like a little stone, or it could be anything. Yeah. Keep it simple. Don't make it interesting. Don't make it these sort of things, because, well, it will turn into something different, which is, I think, not too helpful. Thinking about spirituality won't make you spiritual. No, it just gives you a head full of things. It's the opposite of spiritual. So if you want to have these experiences, just try to silence your mind. Don't be interested in a mental way. Just do it. Because doing it, and then only the doing of it, will create that within you. And the funny thing is, I found out, for instance, with this feet, feeling your feet exercise, you don't have to know anything about it. Everything you know about it and think to understand about it will turn out to be a hindrance. So the more you can leave that, it was just interpretation. It was just an opinion, which means seen from a certain point of view. And, well, if you stick with your opinion, you're always in the same point of view, so you always see the same. So let go of that. It's not important what you think of it. That's why I say don't make it interesting, don't make it spiritual. Just keep it very plain, simple, and practical. Because that leads to results. And the result is not a certain fantastic spiritual mental sort of insight. No, it's that you find yourself back in another way of being. That's the difference. Not that you have these visions, beautiful things, and all this fancy stuff. It's not helpful. It won't change your life in that sense. So just try to keep your field of attention open and use simple tools from your daily life to help you with that. That's also the idea. For instance, from the 1st of January, we'll be broadcasting a daily meditation. And then you also can hear it on your iPhone, on your iPad, whatever you have. Because it should be integrated within your life. I think that's very important, because otherwise you have a nice hobby. And a hobby, of course, leads to hobby results. And I know from experience, when you practice these things in your daily life, your whole meaning and outlook within your daily life will change, and will change for the best. So just give it a try. And as I said, the things we do in these broadcasts and, well, and all these things we do, it's all aiming at helping you with that, because we know how strong mind is, how much attention that everything wants on the inside, and how accustomed we are to giving attention to all these things. And so we try to help in that sense that, you know, I tell you a little bit about it, and we try to give you this energetic impulse that will pull you out. And that makes it easier to feel your feet. Because when you feel your feet, you're not that locked up within your own interpretation all the time. And I think then you will find that you can have a lot of freedom and inner liberty, or however you call that, and peace of mind in many, many different circumstances. So that's what we try to do here. And with feeling your feet, that sort of exercises, well, we know it tremendously helps if you're serious with that, in getting your life in order and more in balance. And it's the same for the ritual we're going to perform right now. It's very helpful with pulling your attention away from all the things that capture your attention all day long, and lead that attention towards this wide open state of being, which we also are, but which we fail to see because we're too busy with the other things. And so you try to keep your field of attention open, and you will see that this ritual will really pull you into this openness. And I think that's very pleasant, and I hope you think so too. All right, I hope you enjoy it, and hope you're there again next week. Have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.